From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The man who hijacked an Egyptian passenger jet and forced it to land in Cyprus has been arrested, and the hostage situation is now over, according to officials in the Tiny Island Nation. All passengers and crew are safe, read a tweet from Cyprus government spokesman Nikos Christodoulides hours after the plane landed Tuesday at the Larnaca Airport. Cyprus and Egyptian officials identify the hijacker as Saif el-Din Mustafa, but it is not clear what his motives were for taking over the Egypt Air plane, which had been headed from Alexandria to Cairo. President Nikos Anastasiades said the hijacking was not related to terrorism. Police boarded the aircraft with sniffer dogs after interrogating the hijacker for more than an hour, searching for explosives. Nothing was found. The incident appears to have already likely further damaged Egypt's vital tourism industry, which had been suffering for years. U.S. President Barack Obama urged journalists to dig deeper and demand more in a speech Monday night, highlighting the importance of a free press in the United States. Obama said the top question he gets when talking to world leaders is what's happening with U.S. politics. He said the presidential campaign has brought divisive and often vulgar rhetoric that corrodes democracy and society. When our elected officials and our political campaign become entirely unearthed from some reason and facts and analysis, when it doesn't matter what's true and what's not, that makes it all but impossible for us to make good decisions on behalf of future generations, the president said. The result, according to Obama, is that baseless assertions go unchallenged. He acknowledged the financial pressures that have led to news organizations to cut resources and staff. This is VOA News. A Niger court Tuesday granted bail to presidential challenger Hama Amadou, held in jail since November on baby trafficking charges, but who is currently in France for medical treatment, his lawyer said. President Mahamadou Issoufou won 92% of the vote in a March 20th runoff for which Amadou had campaigned behind bars and which the opposition had boycotted. The decision is clear. He is free as of today, Amadou's lawyer said. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has vowed to intensify counterterrorism operations in the wake of Sunday's deadly suicide bombing in the city of Lahore. At least 72 people, including about 30 children, were killed, and 300 others were wounded in the blast at a crowded park. In a televised address to the nation, Sharif vowed to account for each and every drop of blood of our martyrs. Sharif said it has been made clear to all concerned departments that any patrons or facilitators of terrorists, wherever they may be or in whatever disguise they may be hiding, they will not be spared from the clutches of the law. A military spokesman said Monday security agencies have conducted several operations based on initial leads and arrested a number of suspect terrorists and facilitators from areas in the provincial capital and two other cities of Punjab, the country's most populous province. The U.S. Justice Department said Monday it has accessed data on the iPhone used by a shooter in last year's San Bernardino, California attacks, and that it no longer needs Apple's help in cracking the device. Government lawyers won a court order last month compelling Apple to help access the phone as part of the investigation into the mass shooting that left 14 people dead. Apple had been fighting the order that required it to write new software to disable passcode protection and allow access to the phone used by one of the shooters, Syed Rizwan Farooq. But now, with the government in possession of the data, the judge agreed with the Justice Department's request to vacate the order. Law enforcement's ability to unlock an iPhone through an alternative method is bound to raise new legal questions. Lawyers for Apple have said that the company would want to know what the method was used to crack open the device. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said on Tuesday that he would meet President Barack Obama at a nuclear summit in Washington this week amid differences over Syria and Turkey's domestic policy direction. Erdogan will be among more than 50 world leaders at the nuclear security summit held in Washington, D.C. Erdogan told a news conference in Istanbul before the departure, saying that he would be planning to meet with Mr. Obama. This is VOA News in Washington. I am Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.